W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm John Betts with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. The headline, UN Security Council begins debates to extend UNIFIL mission in Lebanon. Jonathan, a total non-story to me. Over the years, UNIFIL is a paycheck, no more. So one more time, the General Secretary and the Assembly in New York believe that the UNIFIL is a significant factor. Who's fooled by this?
I don't think anybody's fooled by it. I think Hezbollah loves UNIFIL because they've essentially aided their operations over the years. It would be a debilitating blow if Hezbollah were to be removed from Lebanon. It would actually remove one of the enablers of Hezbollah. I think the Lebanese armed forces, the Lebanese government understand that this is really a force that does very little, if anything, on their behalf. And if anything, they probably aid their foes in Hezbollah. The Israelis have nothing but disdain for UNIFIL. The only thing that UNIFIL has been good for from Israel's perspective is that it has given the Israelis historically a way of communicating with the Lebanese armed forces or the Lebanese government. But that has been overtaken by events, John. If you recall, after the beeper operations, after the walkie-talkies, after the assassination of Nasrallah last year in the fall, what we've now actually been watching is that the U.S. has been supplying a mechanism that has enabled the Israelis to communicate indirectly with the Lebanese armed forces. They speak through the United States. They coordinate on Israeli military activity that continues to degrade Hezbollah's capabilities. And so UNIFIL has had no role to play. And I think that's important here because I think, you know, if they continue to not have a role, we wouldn't feel it. This would be a tree falling in the forest. Nobody would hear it. So I think the question right now really is, you know, we've got UNGA coming up, the General Assembly at the UN. When that occurs, the question is, will that mandate be renewed? Will the U.S. begin to exert pressure on the U.N. system or perhaps remove the 20% that the U.S. has been paying UNIFIL for its total budget, which is not insignificant? I don't know what the exact number is, but I think there's something like 17,000 people that work for this useless organization. It needs to be shut down, and I think there's a terrific opportunity looming to shut it down indeed.
Tehran, there are reports that the leadership in the IRGC, in the regular army, and certainly in the government apparatus are paranoid. That's the polite word for it. They're fearful of Mossad. They're fearful of being sold in some fashion to the enemy. And their jobs are at risk, and they're moving very carefully. Now, those are reports. Is it confirmed? Is that the Tehran regime? Are they in a fatalist mood, Jonathan?
Well, we're hearing a couple of things that are happening simultaneously. And I think that it's important to understand the environment there. Number one, they lost the war, that 12-day war with Israel, and that is not sitting well with the IRGC. It's not sitting well with the clerical establishment. They're not supposed to lose to the hated Jews of Israel, and yet they did. And then they also suffered the embarrassment of having bunker busters and other munitions dropped on their celebrated nuclear program, which was supposed to be sort of the crown jewel of the Islamic Republic, at least as they were marketing it to their loyalists. So they are reeling from all of that. And at the same time, the Israelis continue to operate inside the regime to this day. FDD recently produced a visual with a group called Nufti. This is a group of Iranian individuals that oppose the regime in Iran, mostly based in the United States and in Europe. They worked with us to map out a number of targeted killings that have occurred across the Islamic Republic since the war. In other words, Israel continues to operate in the gray zone, as we've talked about before. They call it the campaign between the wars that Israel is waging, trying to further degrade the capabilities of the regime. And they appear to be successful in doing so. We understand that the GPS system inside Iran is still on the fritz. They are still unable to use GPS in a number of places. Taxi drivers complaining they can't do their job. And so we are hearing statements from the regime that they are committed to waging war again with Israel, that they never agreed to a ceasefire. They just simply ended the conflict under uncertain terms. This leaves open the possibility of another round between the Islamic Republic and the Jewish state at some unknown date.
The puzzle then, Iran is not accepting of its fate. It is declaring itself a victory. So are we back to the campaign between the wars? Is that the state of affairs now, not above board exchange of missiles, but underground?
It's not going to be underground all the time. It's not going to be overt all the time either. I think it's going to be a mix. But I think the goal for the Israelis at the end of the day, the campaign between the wars, was an attempt to extend the time between the last war and the next war by all means necessary to weaken their enemies. So I think we're watching them do that in places like Syria and in Lebanon. Certainly, they're trying to keep the Hamas regime, or if we can even call it a regime, weak in Gaza. We're seeing them work their enemies down as much as possible to keep them weak. I see that as something that will continue in Iran as well. The question is, though, you know, how many ballistic missiles is the regime willing to part with? Are they willing to start to fire at Israel again? Do they have other strategies that we have not yet seen? But I do think that the regime is thinking they're bruising for another fight. That's what we are, I think, watching for. My guess, though, it will take some time before the regime can even mount an attack along the lines of what it might be envisioning.
A window might be opening. I'm not sure. Turkey's defense minister has signed an agreement with Syria's so-called defense minister, the al-Shara government that is suspect of leading to the massacre of Alawites and Druze, and perhaps threatening the Kurds of the northeast. Is there a trouble here that Israel hasn't dealt with before, Ankara?
Yes. And you know, when you talk to Israelis right now, they will openly cede that Turkey was not on their bingo card, as it were. They were not looking at Turkey as an enemy state, which I think was a mistake, because I think the rhetoric has been rather clear. The support for Hamas has been clear. The support for Iran, in some cases, support for the Islamic State. The regime in Turkey is a rogue actor, should not be in NATO, should not be part of the Western alliance. And yet it is. And the Israelis played along with that up until I think they couldn't any longer. We now see the influence of Turkey with some potential bad actors. Doesn't mean that they are directly challenging Israel at this moment, but it also doesn't mean that everything is well in that world. So I think we're going to watch the Israelis ramp up quietly. They don't need to attract another enemy. They don't need to declare war at another enemy. By the way, it's interesting. There is a law that is being voted on today where the Israelis may vote that the Qataris are an enemy state because of the potential bribery that the Qataris have been doing inside the Israeli government. So the Israelis are adding enemies to their list. The Qataris and the Turks both appear to be on that list right now. They are sponsors of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood and a bunch of other bad actors. So it's not surprising, but there's a little fear of adding more names to a list of enemies when Israel already has plenty. They're just a little fearful of what that might mean moving forward.
Jonathan Schanzer.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.